And joining us live once again via phone, our friend Scott Reichenbach. Scott, the president and co-founder of Hope Walks. Good morning to you again to you, Scott.
Good morning again, Brett.
So great to have you with us. Tell everybody what you're doing and what God is doing through Hope Walks.
Yeah, Hope Walks works with kids with clubfoot. And so over this last year, we were able to touch the lives of over 16,000 kids and their families, giving them hope to walk, run, and live a life without disability.
Man, that's amazing. And where all throughout the world are you working?
So we've worked in 3 countries in Latin America, Haiti, Honduras, and the Dominican Republic, and then 11 countries across Africa. So from Burkina Faso down to Mozambique and Ghana to Ethiopia and a bunch of countries in between.
Amazing. I know you have an Evening of Hope coming up Friday, April 4th, and you're going to be focusing on Honduras. What is Hope Walks doing in Honduras, and how is that program different than some of your other programs?
Yeah, really what we do is it's the same around the world. We partner with local churches and we partner with local hospitals. In the hospitals, we teach and train the healthcare providers how to provide the treatment and care for these kids, and then give an opportunity for the local church to send what we call parent advisors into these clinics to journey with families as they go through the treatment process. There's a lot of shame and stigma associated with being born with a disability or having a child with a disability. Moms are often blamed, and marriages are strained. And so we get to journey with these families, tell them there's hope, that God loves them, and then watch these feet slowly be reshaped as these kids grow up and walk and run. So in Honduras, we work with several hospitals there in Honduras. And so there's about 300 kids born every year in Honduras with clubfoot. And so, you know, our goal is just to make sure all these kids have access to care and hear about our Savior.
That's amazing. So your Evening of Hope coming up Friday, April 4th at West Shore Country Club. Tell our listeners how they can attend. How can they get tickets?
Yeah, it is a ticketed event. Go to hopewalks.org, and you'll find a link there to purchase tickets. Probably will sell out, so I encourage people to do it sooner than later. But great food, a lot of fun. Our team is super creative, and so there's always some surprises and fun going on. But we'll have Samantha from Honduras, Lord willing, join us and just share stories of what we're doing around the world. You see an amazing video that we took from a family down there, and just hopefully inspire people about how they can get involved and truly change the lives of these children around the world.
Be a part of Hope Walks, help change lives. Evening of Hope, Friday, April 4th, West Shore Country Club. Check it out and get your tickets online, hopewalks.org. Scott, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to hear what God is doing through your ministry.
Thanks so much, Fred. You guys have a great day.